Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited about today's episode. As always, it is a new year and I have my first interview of 2018. This interview actually came about because of another friend of mine. I have the best friends. Have I ever mentioned that? This friend is someone that I know from my time living in Texas, and yes, I lived in Texas for 3 years and I met Allison and we worked together. She was one of my coworkers and she's a lovely, lovely person. And recently, I think in October, maybe, she posted on Facebook that her mom had just published her first book. And the book was called, is called The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. And it looked like a lot of fun. And so I sent her a quick Facebook message and I said, hey, did you know that I have a podcast? And I love debut authors, and would your mom be interested in being a guest on the podcast? So Allison said she would check, and she checked with her mom, and her mom said sure, and the rest is history. So we were able to schedule it for this first part of the new year, and yeah, I spoke with her over the weekend. She is in frigid cold Iowa. She was saying it's -2, and I'm in not so frigid cold Northern California, where it was in the 50s, so I felt a slight bit of guilt, but I don't miss winter. I always say this, I miss winter in terms of sitting inside at Christmas time with a very warm cup of cocoa or coffee or tea and a book and watching it snow and it being beautiful and lovely, and you know, sometimes going out and playing in that snow with my nieces. But I do not miss the frigid temperatures, and I don't miss shoveling, and I don't miss scraping my car, and I don't miss studded snow tires. Although I did have a love of my studded snow tires, I would have married them had I could. I'm totally gotten off the subject, but winter, -2 just reminded me, right? So for those of you who are in the frozen tundra, my heart goes out to you. Some of you love it, some of you don't, but yeah, winter is here. And a good way to spend part of your winter is inside with that warm mug of whatever you like that is yummy and reading a book. And so, do you like my segue? I have a book for you to read. It is called The Fairies of Glendaren Hills, and the tagline is, there is magic in believing. So let me give you the quick description from the back of the book. Spoon and Myrtle have long entertained their grandchildren with tales of fairies living in the hills that surround their home. And no matter how intriguing the stories, the children know they're not really true. Or are they? While visiting their grandparents, Allison and Leah decide to discover the truth about the fairies once and for all. And they are delighted to discover the fairy kingdom nestled deep in the forest of Glendaren Hills. Their wonder is short-lived, however, when they realize the kingdom is threatened by plans to build a railroad. Maven, the ruthless railroad builder, has enlisted the town mayor to help him force residents to sell their land. And Magog, a fairy-turned sorcerer, banned from the kingdom for using black magic, has his own plans to destroy the kingdom. Will the fairy world disappear just as Allison and Leah have found it? Or will they be able to save their new friends and the kingdom from certain destruction? So again, that is the description of The Fairies of Glendaren Hills by Susan Couples Munger. Did I say her name earlier? I know I said she was Allison's mom. That's terrible. Oh my gosh, she totally has her own identity. Sue, I apologize if I did not introduce you properly at the beginning of this podcast. Susan Couples Munger is my guest today, author of The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. Just happens to also be my friend Allison's mom. Much more to her personality than, or her identity than just author or mom. You know, it's a combination thereof. Anyway, this book is so lovely and sweet. It is a children's book, as I'm sure you gathered. It is written, Sue said, maybe 9-10 years old, around that age, 9 to 12. I think, though, that it would be great for younger children who love to read, and also to read as a family. I think it would be a lot of fun to sit down and read it together as a family. There is a lot of family values, family interaction in this book. The family is a very big part of the book. It is, you know, about Spoon and Myrtle, but then their son and daughter-in-law move back to their hometown and they bring their four children with them. So for a while, they're all living together and it's this wonderful interaction of multiple generations. There's also the family in terms of the fairy kingdom, because they are a family as well. And so we see the interactions going on there. And like I said, it's just a very sweet, very wonderful book, and it's, well, it's got fairies in it. Come on, you know you love a good book with fairies in it, and small children discovering the magic that surrounds them, and spending time with their beloved grandparents, and all of those good things. So it's wonderful. You should pick up a copy and sit inside and watch it snow and read The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. And I am going to stop yammering because I am like distracto girl today. So let's get on to that interview, and Sue can tell you more about the book, and I'll let her speak for it instead of me speaking for it. So here is my interview with Sue Couples Munger, the author of Fairies of Glendaren Hills. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Wonderful. So we are here to talk about your new book, The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. But before we talk about that, I would like for my listeners to get to know you just a little bit. So if you could share whatever you're comfortable sharing, that would be great.
I live in Newton, Iowa, and I've lived here all my life. I'm married with four children and seven grandchildren. I'm retired now, and I love gardening and bird watching, drawing, and now writing.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. So the book, as I said, is called The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. Can you tell us a little bit about the story?
Well, it's a children's book about the fairies and their enchanted kingdom in the woods around Glendaren Hills. Spoon and Myrtle are the main characters, and they tell their grandchildren tales about the fairies that have never been seen by anyone but them. No one in the village or their own children have seen them. And no one else believes that the fairies exist. But the oldest grandchildren, Allison and Leah, are determined to find out for themselves. The mayor announces that a railroad is coming to town, and the residents are not happy about that. So he enlists the aid of Maven, who is a ruthless railroad foreman, to try to force the residents to sell the land. And unfortunately, the railroad will go right through the forest, and that will destroy the fairy kingdom. And to make matters worse, Magog, who was once a fairy, was banned from the fairy kingdom for using black magic, as his own plans to destroy the fairy kingdom as well. So
you've got these outside threats to the fairy kingdom that nobody else even believes exists. So you definitely have the tension there.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration for this story?
Well, it was kind of funny. Our second oldest grandchild was born in Ohio, and we went there to see him. We drove there, and we were driving back, and I was so sad because now I had two grandchildren, one in Florida and one in Ohio, and we live in Iowa. And so I was just sad, and I was looking out the window of the car, and I saw this road sign that said Glendaren Hills. I thought, ooh, I like the sound of that. So I rummaged around in my purse until I found a piece of scrap paper and jotted that down. And it was a long trip, so I had a lot of time to think about that. So I decided fairies lived there, and I started giving them names, and I thought of my family. It's a very large family, and we have a lot of very unusual names. So I was pulling in names like Cricket and Flossie and Myrtle and Spoon, and it just kind of started falling into place, and I just kept writing. But then things kind of changed with working full-time, and it kind of took the back burner for a while. So I retired last year, and I picked it back up and dusted it off, and I decided I was going to finish it. That was my main for retiring. So,
okay, wonderful. And you've touched on it a little bit, but are there autobiographical elements in the story or the characters?
A little bit, yes. The children, the grandchildren, Allison, Leah, Ian, and Angela, those are my children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use their characters. A lot of the names that I've used, I just use names, not the actual person. For instance, my husband's grandfather, and Myrtle was my mother. Obviously, they weren't married, but I put them together in this story. So I've used the names.
Right, right. And then the grandchildren's parents are Susie and David. Is that you and your husband?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just reading the back of the book, and it says your husband's name is Dave. So, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Excuse me while I do my usual interrupting of the interview. We do have to take our first break of the podcast, but I love that Sue used so many family names for the characters in this book. I always think when I try to name anything, I have trouble naming. I mean, I can't even name our pets without thinking about it for hours on end. So naming characters in a book seems always like this huge, huge undertaking. But I love that she used family, and it just adds that extra layer of family to a book that is already about family. So, as I said, we are going to take our first break of the podcast, and when we come back, I'll be speaking more with Sue about the fairies of Glendoran Hills. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and we will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with author Susan Couples Munger about her books, the book, The Fairies of Glendoran Hills. She was talking about some of the characters and naming those characters after members of her family, and she's now going to talk a little bit more about the family in the book and how they interact with each other and how they teach each other family values and some of the little lessons that are present in the book. So let's get back to the conclusion of my interview with Susan Couples Munger. And then, so give us a little bit of insight into this family of characters. You said Myrtle and Spoon are the main characters, but just give us a little insight into the characters. What do they do that will resonate with readers?
Well, I think I tried to place a lot of emphasis on family values and how working together you can do anything. A lot of little life lessons are in the book throughout it. That just keep trying, and you don't give up. And that's what I'm getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people on, is they like the wholesomeness mm-hmm. of the story. It's not all about the villains and the bad things that happen. It's more about family.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. What age group would you recommend this book for?
Well, I think it's probably more juvenile, like ages 9 to 12, but I have so many adults that love it, and I've been surprised by that
mm-hmm.
feedback that I'm getting from them. They love it more than the children did, but not that the children did, but,
right.
But it's mostly 9 to 12.
Okay. It's a very sweet story, and I was, I think I mentioned to you in an email that I was wishing my nieces were closer, because I think it'd be a lot of fun to read with children, you know, maybe even of a younger age, read mm-hmm. it as a, you know, read it as a family.
Yeah. My grandchildren are ranged from 1 to 11, and the 7 and 8-year-olds loved it. The rest haven't read it yet, but so it's even younger.
Yeah, that's a wonderful recommendation right there if your grandchildren love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said you came up with this idea in the car from a road sign.
mm-hmm.
And had you wanted to write before that, or was that ever a goal of yours, or did this just kind of appear
No.
with that thought?
It just appeared with that thought. I've always been an artist. I love to draw and paint. So when this came about, I thought, well, I'll just start writing whatever pops in my head. And I wrote for a while, and I thought, well, maybe I should take a writing class. So then I did that. It was online for about 6 months, and I just enjoyed it so much. It was so fun. And it really helped me with my writing, too. So
yeah. Do you see yourself writing anything else, especially in this world?
Oh, absolutely. I've already started the second one, which is The Gnomes of Gwendarryn Hill.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And do you have a timeline on that?
Well, my goal is to have it done in time for Christmas next year.
Okay. So, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We'll have the same characters in this book, too, but I'll also be bringing in gnomes.
Right.
I have a lot more names that I want to use, family members and friends, and a lot of people are saying, well, I wasn't in it. Well, I'm not done.
Yes. I only know one of your grandchildren, and so I kept looking for Reese's name to see if he was maybe in there. So,
not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, all the grandkids. Be in it too. So.
Oh, awesome. And the fairies themselves, you said that, did you pull those names from family names? Because there's Flossie and Cricket.
Yes. Those are my aunts, my mom's sister, and Woodrow was her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Isom was my uncle.
Okay. And Flossie is a flibbertigibbet. See, I can't even say it like Spoon can't say it.
Yes. Yes, she's very sweet, but she messes up a lot.
Yes. Yeah, she has. She really wants to help, but her magic doesn't always help the situation.
Yes, she sometimes does more harm than good.
Yes.
She means well.
She does mean well. Do you have favorite books yourselves or favorite authors?
I've always loved Tolkien, mm-hmm, and The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Frank Herbert that wrote Dune. I loved all of those books. And Terry Brooks, too. He's written a lot of books.
Yeah. What about, do you remember books that you liked to read with your children when they were growing up, or books that you like to read with your grandchildren now?
Well, we read a lot. I read a lot to them, so I didn't really have any specific ones. We went through a lot of them. The only one that we have a tradition on is The Night Before, Twas the Night Before Christmas. I have to read that every year, even now. And my children are grown and I have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not together, I have to read it over the phone.
So. Oh, nice. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
In terms of it, because you kind of fell into this, this writing career, a little unexpectedly, maybe. Do you have advice for other authors?
A practical piece of advice would be to always have a little notebook handy. I come up with ideas at the strangest times when I'm out gardening, and so I've started in my little tool belt I wear. I keep my little notebook so I can jot things down as I think of them, or in a car traveling, and even first thing in the morning, if I've dreamt about something, I'll jot it down real fast. But other than that, I think just don't give up. I mean, it's never too late to start either.
Yeah.
Just follow your dreams and you'll do it.
Is there anything that you wished someone had told you before you started this process?
Time-consuming it was. It took me a long time for that one, but that's because I was working full-time and so much to do with a big house and a big yard. And so it took me a long time, but this one, I'm a lot more focused. I do now sit at my desk every day, and I write at least 10 minutes. I have to, even if it's just a journal, my thoughts for the day or whatever, just to keep writing.
So for you, a specific kind of, not necessarily schedule, but a definite deliberate time to sit down works best for you.
Yeah, just a regimen to at least write something every day. It doesn't have to be just with a book, but it can be just a journal,
mm-hmm,
or my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where can people buy the book?
It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. That's all I know of so far.
Okay.
I have copies if they live in my area.
Right. And how about you? Do you have a website?
No, I don't. I have a Facebook account. That's the only internet thing I have.
Okay.
I thought of a website. I need to work on that, but I need my daughter Allison to help me with that. I'm not real good when it comes to computers.
Sure. So is your Facebook page somewhere that people can find out more information about the book, or is it just your personal Facebook?
Yes, I've got a link to it actually on my page.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
They can just click right on the book's picture, and it'll take them right to Amazon.
What else? Is there anything else that we haven't talked about the book or about writing that you really want people to know?
I do. I have a lot more stories to tell, and I plan to keep on writing for as long as I possibly can.
Wonderful.
I've just fallen in love with writing, so.
What a gift in your, you know, that it came to you, and then it kind of coincided with your retirement, and so now you've got this new pastime. I mean, it's more than a pastime, but this new passion to fill that time. Yeah. So that's really great.
Yeah, it makes me so happy.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your weekend to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I once again want to thank my guest, Susan Couples Munger, for appearing on the podcast to talk about her book, The Fairies of Glendaren Hills. As I said at the beginning, I thought it was a very lovely and very sweet book, and really great for children of many ages, especially if you read it together as a family. So, Sue, thank you so much for writing the book, and thank you for appearing on the podcast. Thank you to whoever named Glendaren Hills, and then the people that put up the roadside that inspired the place that this book takes place. It was such a joy to read, and so lovely to get to know Sue in a different way. I hadn't met her before, but I just knew her through my friend Allison, and so it was lovely to get to chat with her and learn a little bit more about her and her book. So, as always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any app that you use for any mobile device, and you can follow the podcast on social media. You can find it on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, and as I always say, I would love to hear from you, so come and interact on social media and let us know what you think about the books that we have on the podcast and the books that you're reading, etc. Anything that you want to discuss that has to do with books, I would love to hear from you. So again, thank you for joining me. I hope you will join me again next time. I've got more interviews lined up going forward in the weeks to come. So as always, I am excited to read new books and speak with new authors and get to know authors and their works and their thought processes. So I thank you for indulging me on this journey and journeying along with me as I continue to speak with all of these authors. I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay warm if you are somewhere where it is cold. Stay dry if it's somewhere raining or snowing. And also make sure that you get something warm to drink and you go and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.